off to the Rams, the catcher, number 11, Kayla Lombardo.
6 hours ago. Kayla Lombardo leading things off for Fordham here in the bottom of the second inning. Scoreless ball game between Iona and Fordham. Lombardo, the stud catcher for Fordham, hitting .333. Two home runs and 17 RBIs so far on the season. Christine Costello, the right-handed hurler, delivers. Outside, count 1-0, missed on the breaking ball. Fordham still looking for their first hit of the ball game. Beat it at the bottom of the second inning. Costello winds up, delivers.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
That's a breaking ball low. Count 2-0.
Yep, how you
count here. Bruin Borda.
Especially being the cleanup hitter for the Rams. Good opportunity to prospectively see a good pitch here. Like you said, Chris, a 2-0 count upcoming.
The link.
Lombardo digs in. Here's the 2-0.
And
that's a strike on the inner half of the plate count, 2-1.
Fordham Audio, too.
Good pitch there from Costello. In that hitter's count.
Yeah.
Off the inside corner with a fastball.
I think she's had a I don't want to fuck up what he did now, but I'll look at the end.
Something she likes.
Yeah,
and the windup. Swung on and dribbled just off the plate.
Here we are.
Catcher Danner throws his turner at first. That ball actually stayed on home plate.
I've never seen that.
Not very often we've
seen that. I've never seen that in all. Obviously, softball, but in baseball for a ton of years, I've never seen the ball actually land on the plate. And, you know, it's the shortest hit I've ever seen. But a nice play by the catcher to not only get the ball, but create a throwing lane and with 60-foot bases. Well done by the Iona catcher Danner.
One away here in the bottom of the first. Dobman steps up for Fordham. Check swing. Looks like she went. Might have been a cold strike. Anyway, count 0-1. Dobman coming in hitting .254. So a hurler starting the game for this Fordham side. The 0-1. That's high. Count even. 1-1. One away here. Iona nothing. Fordham nothing here in the bottom of the second inning. Dobman digging in. Costello gets a sign she likes and delivers. Swung on, lined over the shortstop's head into left center field. It's going to go to the wall. Fielded by Morris, the left fielder. She throws it into second, but standing on second base already with a double is Dobman. And Fordham get their first hit of the afternoon. The pitcher helping herself out a little bit with
the
a double.
Number one
away here
at
Fordham with a
runner
in scoring position, Cora Iannero. Stepping up now, the right fielder.
And that was hit very well by Dobbin, right over the shortstop's head for the Iona Gales. That's Brianna Schauer. And thought the left fielder, Ashton Morris, would have been able to get over there in time, but the ball just stayed down on that turf and got by her, allowing Dobbin for an easy stand-up double.
Iannero, the right-handed Fordham Ram, ready at the dish. First pitch of the at-bat. In there for a strike on the inner half of the plate, count 0-1. Now the catcher, Danner, going out to talk to Costello. Working out a pitch sequence for this at-bat. Dobman on second for Fordham. Iannero at the plate has 9 RBIs on the season. Looking for her 10th here.
It's not my money.
The 0-1. Good off-speed pitch. Outer half of the plate in there for a strike count. 0-2.
A very good pitch from Costello. Had Iannero lunging forward, looking for the fastball and just unable to adjust and painted that corner.
Big pitch here, count 0-2. Delivery. Swung on and fisted just over Schauer's head, and it falls into shallow center field for a base hit. Dobman heads to third. Iannero in there with a base hit. Got jammed on the pitch, but able to get just enough on it to get into shallow center.
Fordham
business. Runners on first and third. And one out here in the bottom of the second. Looking to break this scoreless tie. Now the infielders, the catcher, and head coach Melissa Inouye comes to talk things over on the bump. For Fordham, it's going to be Brianna Turgeon stepping up. 245 hitter. Four home runs and 13 RBIs on the season, tied for the team lead with those four home runs. So I'm sure Melissa Inouye, coach of the Gales, just saying maybe be a little bit careful here. Turgeon, the right-handed hitter.
Going back to that last single, Dobbin didn't get a great read on the ball, but probably would have been unlikely to score even if she went right away, as that ball just a shallow hit into left center.
First pitch to Turgeon. High and away for a ball count, 1-0. Pioneer at first, Dobbin at third. One out here, bottom of the second, scoreless between Iona and Fordham.
How do you say
the
last name?
Turgeon digs in. The 1-0.
Like
slowing inside. Count now 2-0. A walk here would load the bases, so you could imagine as Costello taking a walk off the mound, maybe trying to settle down. Expect Turgeon to get a good pitch to hit right here.
The
2-0. That bounces up there, blocked by the catcher Danner. Count now 3-0. And Drew, do you give her the green light here?
Well, in a game that's tied at 0 in the bottom half of the second inning with runners on the corners, she is hitting 7. However, I do think you give the green light here in a scoreless game because a walk puts the bases loaded, but
he was a student worker there and he never left after.
Can easily get an out for Iona after that.
The pitch had the green light, chopped it foul, left the third base back. Count now 3-1. Still a hitter's count here for Turgeon.
And usually I would say definitely take the pitch to load the bases, especially for Paige Ortiz coming up with some power for this Fordham team. But the way this game has gone in the first three half innings, now in the bottom half of the second, it's been, you know, might not see a lot of runs, only three hits so far.
And here comes a 3-1. And it's a ball high. Bases are loaded as Turgeon walks. Ducks on the pond for Fordham. You just said it, the first baseman, Paige Ortiz, in a big opportunity here. He has two home runs for the Rams, three RBIs. One away here, bases loaded for Fordham, Iona nothing, Fordham nothing here in the bottom of the second.
Just trying to get it through the infield here, moderate depth to deep depth in the outfield. If you're going to make an out, at least get the runner from third, Dobbin, in.
First pitch of the at-bat, swung on. Hit foul, third base side, goes out of play. Ortiz aggressive there, jumped on that first pitch, just a little bit out in front of it.
A little bit of a hanging pitch there, and she just a little bit out in front of the off-speed pitch. Straighten that out and might have an extra base hit.
Costello ready at the mound.
Why don't they just call it the Pac-Man?
Winds up, delivers. Check swing, foul, first base side, this is the Iona dugout. Count now 0-2. Costello looking to get out of a jam here. Fordham with the bases loaded. Ortiz at the plate. Right-handed hitter against the right-handed hurler. We're ready, the 0-2. Way outside, count 1-2. One out here, so Iona could turn the double play, although you mentioned difficult collegiate softball to turn that double play.
Corner infielders looking to cut off the run as they're playing in. The middle infielders, even with the bag, easily can go home as well with the only 60-foot base pass.
And the 1-2. Just a bit inside. Danner, the catcher, trying to frame it on the inner half of the plate. Doesn't get the call. Count 2-2.
That's a good miss, though, 1-2. A good spot to be living if you're a pitcher low and in to the righty Paige Ortiz, and you know you don't find yourself in an awful situation now either. You're still in a 2-2 count, even with the hitter.
Ortiz choking up, hitting with the open stance. The 2-2, chopped back to the mound. Throw comes home. The throw to first, not going to be in time. But Costello able to retire the lead runner at home. Now two outs here, bases still loaded for Fordham. A little frustrated, though, or he's not able to get that run home from first.
Definitely not what she was looking for, but after going behind 0-2, the mentality becomes, let's put the ball in play here and not ground it to a double play. She puts it in play softly. Probably would have been a run if it was anywhere but the pitcher. But right back to the pitcher, Costello. An easy play and a near double play at first.
Left-handed hitting, Gillen steps in. First pitch of the at-bat. in there for a strike in her half of the plate, count 0-1. Rachel Gillen, hitting 283 on the season, has 8 RBIs. Costello trying to work her way out of a jam. Rolling the ball on her right hip. Now she's ready. The pitch. Fouled straight back into the net, count 0-2.
We got a good piece of the bat on that one, just a little bit too late. Fouled it straight back into the netting here, or the protective netting at the Hoshi Field, as the rain appears to have picked up a little bit here.
Cloudy, raining, the home opener for Fordham in their 26th game of the season, first at the Yoshi Park. The 0-2 is away. Count 1-2, two outs here, scoreless between Iona and Fordham. Bases loaded for the Rams. Rachel Gillen in the box.
I bet we don't play tomorrow, so it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
Costello shakes off her catcher, and now Danner's going to come out and talk things over with Costello. Make sure they're on the same page for this 1-2.
Yeah, really starting to come down, the rain that is, this field, Bohoshi Field. The infield, all dirt, and then you go into the outfield, and the foul territory in the outfield becomes turf. So the concern, though, that you have would be the infield. Of course, hasn't been raining for not nearly a long enough time to have to worry about the field conditions, but this rain keeps up for, you know, half an hour or more. Might have to start worrying about that, especially that for a scoreless ball game here.
This is the bottom of the second inning. You mentioned scoreless between Iona and Fordham. We're ready after the mound conference. Costello set on the rubber. The 1-2. Bounces up there. Good block from the catcher, Danner. Count now 2-2.
And we saw this with the last batter for the Rams. Paige Ortiz went behind 0-2, battled back to 2-2, and then put the ball in play. Same situation here now for Rachel Gillen. She was behind 0-2. The designated player now has worked it back to a 2-2 count.
Costello in the windup. Swung on, pops, third base side, foul territory. Shoots, trying to get under it, couldn't do it as it bounces just to the right of the fence next to the third base stands. Count stays 2-2.
Shoots never had a good beat on the ball, but that really is the play for the shortstop, going back with the better angle. Shower just a little too far for her. Didn't look like she got a great beat on it either, a great break after the ball was put in play. And left fielder Morris way too far out there to get under that one. Luckily, another life for the 9-hitter Gillen.
Gillen staying alive in the box. Sixth pitch of the at-bat coming up. Big situation with the bases loaded and two away. Swings and lines it foul over the first base dugout. Got a hold of it just a little bit out in front. Count stays 2-2.
Look out if you're in the Iona dugout there. That one was aligned literally right over the dugout and hit the fencing instead of hitting the McGinley Center.
Costello, ready, in the windup. Pitch high and away. Count runs full. Good at bat here between Gillen and Costello.
Gillen really battling now. No place to put her now with the bases loaded and two outs, full count. After the pitch is released from the pitcher Costello, the runner should be going.
Gillen digs in, the full count delivery. Swung on, pop, third base side. Morris, the left fielder, gets under it and catches it just next to the left field line. Fordham have the bases loaded with one away. Can't bring anybody in as Costello gets out of the jam. Iona nothing. Fordham nothing. We're headed to the top of the third.
Cookies and Havacoco being located at the market table behind the Rams' third base dugout. We'd also like to thank all the faculty and staff for coming out for today's softball game for Faculty Staff Appreciation Day.
Please,
like,
do. Sure.
One thing you'll do.
All right, thank you. What we have?
Let's keep it here. The last two numbers are 1 and 3.
1 and 3, okay.
What did he write?
The latest bingo number is 37, 6, 24, 36, 7, 18, 9, 1, and 3.
You gotta slow down there, son. I can't keep up with that.
Yes. You want to go back?
Lead off for the Gales. The catcher number 9, Tori Danner.
Taylor Swift is just wonderful, wonderful artist. I really enjoy that song. But anyway, back to softball here at Bohosian Field. Chris, I love Taylor Swift. That's what Sean
all
Haney
is
doing.
Reminder,
I can tell.
All the bingo numbers are located behind the marketing table if you miss
anything. You can call me a kid in that instance then. I really do. I mean, I've had a rough day with One Direction partially breaking up. But anyway, we've got Fordham softball here. No score in the top half of the third inning. Michelle Dobman on the hill. Been on the hill for the first two. Rain continues to fall here. Home plate umpire Bob Center just cleaned off the plate with his brush and a little bit muddy. There'll be weather starting maybe to affect the field a little bit. Leading off now for Iona, the 7-hitter Tori Danner, the catcher. Double play, a line drive to third from Costello, ended the last. First pitch to the batter fouled away. And it lands on top from McGinley Center. The count 0-1.
I want any intended to
Danner.
People calling.
Danner coming into this one, only a 150 hitter. He's appeared in 8 of the Iona Gales 14 games. Dobman gets the sign. Pitch. Called strike. And Dobman head 0-2 to the 7 hitter.
Drew said hell during his home beat once.
He said hell?
Drew did. He's bad. Yeah,
Dobman ready. Pitch. Down low. Scooped up by Lombardo.
With a count 0-2. Not a bad idea there to try to work inside. Just missed a little low.
Umbrellas out throughout the stands here. Behind home plate as the rain continues to fall. Here's the 1-2. Hit on the ground and a base hit. Past the diving second baseman Van Hoven. A single for the 7-hitter Danner.
The second baseman,
swing there,
three,
choke up with two strikes on. He just tried to put the meat on the ball. Able to find a hole between first and second base. Gets on with a leadoff singer. Single. I own in business to start the
that
top of the
singer
third.
Is Taylor Swift that we were just talking about, so I'm sorry for distracting you about that, Dave.
No apology necessary, too.
I was hoping you would say that, because I would keep talking about her anyway. Stay with us throughout the season. Fordham baseball and softball. Drew Casey's Taylor Swift fandom as the punt. The first pitch to the 8 hitter. Bunted back. The Dobman thrown to first. The sacrifice successful.
Great work there from Katie Newton. Dropping down the bunt. First pitch. Making it look easy. In Fordham baseball yesterday, a couple players on both Fordham and Wagner Fordham player playing had a little bit of trouble dropping the sacrifice bunt. See right there, Katie Newton showing how to get it done. Iona with a runner in second and just one away.
Scoring position for the Gales, trying to get the first run of this ball game. Kelsey Long now the batter. First pitch to the lefty, slapped towards third, but dived and caught by Mayer on a fly. Nicely done by the third baseman. Second time she's caught one on a fly. That one maybe just as impressive as the other one. That one a little bit of a slow looping liner.
I jammed her a little bit. Got jammed in on the hands. Didn't get a lot of it. Still a nice reaction play from the third baseman.
So the top of the lineup hand to the plate, batting from the right side, but still with the runner on second. First pitch to her. Called strike on the outside part of the plate. Back in the first inning, hand struck out. Right-handed hitter. Tend to see lefties lead it off for softball teams. Shows bunt, pulls back, and takes the pitch away. Count. Even at one. First runner in scoring position for the Gales in this one. Danner on second with two outs. And only a 229 hitter in the leadoff position. Pitch bunted down towards the first baseline. Ortiz Field slips to the second baseman covering Van Hoven in time, and that'll do it in the third inning. Iona gets a runner to second. Can't get a run to cross, though. No runs.
After the game, comes celebrated at Applebee's Neighborhood Grill and Bar.
And one hit. We head to the bottom of the third in a scoreless game between the Rams and the Gales.
Destination for affordable and stylish cuts from the best barbers in the Bronx, located across the street on Fordham Road. With 10 different cars parked in the Botanical Garden, this car provides Fordham students and faculty with a variety of wheels when you want them. Reserve cars by the hour or by the day, with cash and insurance always included.
And make sure you sign up to get game reminders and other sports updates on Fordham Sports
like
now with X and Ram, that's RM, to 74935, presented by Quasi Technology.
If you need anything, call Scott.
Are they playing the same song as me?
What are you playing?
Your Love by the Outkast.
You're playing the same song as me.
I played it on here first.
Jeffrey,
we're ahead of you.
From now on, the two guys please talk to each other. I don't know what's happening again. Don't make me call Scott.
Or Ron.
Yeah, that would be
fun. Yeah, I was going to say you wouldn't want to call
that.
You guys are probably going to think that's hysterical.
No.
It's hilarious.
We got to coordinate this next time.
Leading off the Rams, center fielder, number 4, Sydney Canessa.
A musical fiasco between innings as songs converging at the same time from both our broadcast and from Jeff Trimmer playing the tunes here in the press box. But we'll try not to have that confusion again. Of course, you guys can't hear that, but we did. And man, does this really mess up your ears as you're hearing the same song at the same time. Anyway, bottom of the third, between the Rams and the Gales. Top of the lineup, Sydney Canessa to the plate. First pitch to her, missed outside, 1-0.
Canessa popped out to the first baseman.
Oh,
her first at-bat back in the bottom of the first inning.
Canessa ready, ahead 1-0. Here's the pitch from Costello. Again, it missed outside, 2-0.
Good hitter's count here. Good way to start off the inning if you're Fordham. Getting ahead of the count, 2-0.
Canessa has 7 walks on the season and is had a 388 on base percentage before popping out in the first. 2-0 pitch from Costello. Taken for a called strike, 2-1. Bottom of the third inning in a rainy Bronx, New York, the Hoshi Field. First game of the season for the Rams here. Hit on the ground to short, fielded by Schauer. Throws to first, not going to be in time. Have to wait and see if that's a single or an error. Going to rule it a single, as she would have likely beaten it out if the throw was a little bit more on target. So lead off, hitter on for the Rams here in the bottom of the third.
Van Hoven coming up here also has a lot of speed. The lefty, be a good opportunity for Fordham to drop down a bunt in this type of situation.
Van Hoven, a 341 hitter, though, does lead the team in hitting from the left side, so we'll have to see. Canessa off first. Van Hoven at the plate, first pitch, takes it for a strike. As the left-handed hitter. Using the feet up in the box as the pitch comes in, trying to get a head start to first, as you so often typically see from left-handed hitters in the college game. The 0-1 pitch, swung on, hit towards right field, it's going to get down in fair territory, foul actually, as it looks like it hit the white line down the line.
Home plate umpire Bob Center, taking off the mask, getting even with that first base foul line, said it just went foul, but inches.
Maybe even closer. He has the better view than us. Sort of have a direct view with the line, so looks like the white surf was hit, but no, the umpire says no, that's what matters the most. The count 0-2 now. Canessa off first. Van Hoven stands in, ready. Costello rubs up the ball and delivers. Just outside, gets away from the catcher Danner and heading down to second. Is the runner Canessa on the pass ball? Danner couldn't just handle that one. Slipped out of her glove, maybe.
It's
weather.
What?
Through your catcher, how much does the weather? Talking about this in between pitches, but how much does the weather affect catching? Get the glove.
I'd say the most thing that it affects is sometimes the raindrops get on the mask and hurts your vision. But the ball usually is fine. As the 0-2 pitch is fouled away and hits one of the stanchions near the Fordham dugout. you know, it can be difficult at times with the slick ball, maybe throwing the ball. But in terms of catching it, you know, the glove's wet, the ball's wet, not really an issue, but the vision, and then if you have to grip the ball and throw it, obviously, as you would expect, can be difficult from the catching position, really any position. Van Hoven now with the runner in scoring position to count 1-2. Knessa on second base. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Taken. Down low, ball 2.
Danner making amends maybe for the pass ball. Great block there. Runner on second base. Breaking ball bounces in the dirt, able to trap it in front of her. Keep the runner at second base.
Van Hoven here with an even count, 2-2. Runner on second, just trying to get the runner over. If she does make out, that is. Would love to just ground it to the right side. The 2-2 pitch swung on and fouled away down the left field line. Hits the batting cage netting. She is out of play down the left field line here at the Hoshi Field.
A pretty good lumper on that one, slapping it foul for the line drive, as you said.
Taking a couple of solid swings in this at bat is Van Hoven, yet to find one in fair territory. Foul ball hit well to either side. Here's the 2-2. Swung on and grounded foul towards the Iona dugout. As the rain has calmed down a little bit.
Feels like a college campus looking back here when you see these things.
Yeah, it just feels like it's going to be one of those days where the rain's just going to kind of come and go in waves. But as you said right now, it's raining a little bit harder if you go back in the second inning. Here in the third inning, it seems like the rain's starting to hold up a little bit.
Gales with no runs and 2 hits. The Rams with no runs and now 3 hits. 2-2 pitch to Van Hoven. With Knessa off second base, here's the pitch. Check swing fouled away. Continuing to fight up there at the plate, the lefty Van Hoven.
What's her name?
And Costello throwing a lot of good pitches in this at-bat. Van Hoven, a lot of credit. Staying alive, fighting off a lot of pitches right there, kind of with a check swing. Hit into the netting on the third base side, foul.
What do you think it is? Let's make sure that Steve doesn't come
out. 2-2 pitch. Right back to the pitcher. Costello on a line. Catches it. Can't get the runner Knessa off second. There's nobody covering, but not really a hard hit line drive, but still, nonetheless, a liner back to the pitcher. Had about 40 feet by the time he caught that one. Great reaction from Costello. And one out now in the bottom half of the third.
Yeah, Costello in perfect position. The glove up, out delivering the pitch. And hit right almost back into the glove.
Because it's raining and it's a shoddy operation over there.
Batter. Mayor takes the first one.
He doesn't have press buttons.
So count 1-0.
What's up?
So a good opportunity here. The heart of the order, the three hitter for Fordham. There with a home run, 18 RBIs, leads the Rams with those 18 RBIs.
Knessa is on second. Mayer ahead 1-0. The pitch. Missed just upstairs, 2-0.
And of course, he walked there to get the catch for Lombardo. He's hit 333, a couple of home runs, and 17 ribbies. Once you get to the heart of this order, not really anybody you can afford to walk.
Here's the 2-0 pitch now to Mayer. Hit in the air deep to left field. Headed towards the scoreboard. It's over the scoreboard. It's a home run for Lindsey Mayer. A bomb to left center. A two-run shot. And our teammates will come out and mop her. It's now the Rams with a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, there's a couple people playing tennis on the tennis courts beyond the left field fence. Hopefully they were paying attention because that was hit smack right into that tennis court. Really hit on a line. Got out of here in a hurry. And just like that, Fordham take a 2-run lead. And that can hurt the ego. You see the infield of Iona all kind. Giving high fives to Costello. You're a pitcher and you see somebody hit a ball like that. Kind of tough for you to calm yourself down, move on to the next hitter, and shake that off.
No doubter for Mayer on that one. The transfer from Virginia, University of Virginia. That's her second home run of the season in the Rams' 26th game. Lombardo now to the plate with one out, nobody on, takes ball one outside. now with a 2-run lead, and the way this game has gone, that could be enough. Lombardo takes the 1-0 for a strike, count 1-1.
Yeah, Michelle Taubman, the Fordham pitcher, has cruised through the first three innings, only giving up two hits.
One was two cheap hits, too, if I remember correctly. Or one. One of the hits was a bit cheap. Here's the 1-1. Upstairs, 2-1.
But it's not like watered down.
Oh, no, it is.
Probably a bit of a shame for Costello, the Iona starter. Really pitching a good game so far. A couple of her hits, you're calling them cheap, or a couple base hits Fordham got that weren't really hit on the screws. The home run hit right on the screws.
That ball was mashed. The 2-1 to Lombardo. Gets through the hole on left side of the field, past Schutz and Schauer. So a single for Lombardo here. Rams trying to get right back at it and back on the board.
The pitcher, number 8, Michelle Dalton,
to the plate now. She doubled back in the second. That was the last inning before being thrown out at the plate when the bases were loaded. And Paige Ortiz at the plate. Now she's at the plate, though. That's Dobman. Lombardo on first, the catcher for the Rams. And Rams up 2-0. Pitch to Dobman. Taken for a called strike. 0-1.
Dobman had Fordham's first hit back in that second inning with that double, sixth double of the season.
The 0-1 pitch, taken again on the outside part of the plate for another called strike. So Dobman, who doubled back in the second, now behind 0-2.
And that's a beautiful pitch. Pulled the string there with the off speed. Caught the outer part of the plate.
Here's the 0-2 to Dobbin. Missed outside with the heater. Costello. 1-2 the count.
Good pitch there. You're ahead in the count, 0-2. A little bit of movement on that on the outer part of the plate. To see if you can get the batter to chase.
Not a bad strategy. As Dobbin, definitely a threat at the plate, as well as in the circle. The 1-2 to her. Missed upstairs, 2-2.
I'll be back.
Oh, will you? Bottom of the third inning. One out. Rams up on the Gales, 2-0 here. Hoshi Field. 2-2 missed down low to Dobbin. 3-2 now as she's worked from 0-2 now to 3-2.
Yeah, and for Christine Costello, it has to be a little frustrating. Two great pitches to start off the at-bat. Get ahead 0-2. The 0-2 pitch wasn't bad outside, but last two pitches missing badly. Count now full.
And looks like it's picking up a little again. The 3-2 hit in the air towards third in foul ground now. Shoots over to her right. The shortstop behind her gets under it, makes the play. Schauer, that is. In foul territory for the second out.
The right fielder, number 1, Aura Iadiro.
Shoots and Schauer.
Shoots and Ladders.
I think that's where I'm getting it from. I was really bad at Shoots and Ladders. Weird side note.
I only played Shoots and Ladders online, actually. Never played the board game version.
You missed out.
I did. Throwback there is... I like that. Shoots and Schauer on the left side of the infield. First pitch to the batter, Iannero, is a called strike. Count 0-1 to her with two outs and Lombardo on first for the Rams.
Iannero had a single last inning. It's a base hit off the end of the bat that found its way into center field.
Iannero behind 0-1. Here's the pitch. Missed outside. 1-1 now the count.
Last inning, and then this inning, Costello having to work pretty hard after a quick 1-2-3 first inning.
Count 1-1. Pitch to Iannero. Missed upstairs, 2-1. Brianna Turgeon on deck. The 7-hitter gets to her. She'll have likely two runners on, unless an extra base hit comes from the hitter Iannero at this point. 2-1, two outs. Lombardo on first, and the Rams 2-in already this inning. 2-1 pitch
Lombardo well off first. She's going to have to dive back as Danner checked on her. Count 3-1.
Yeah, that's one of those situations where I'm sure the manager's going to tell you, like the aggressiveness getting the lead, but don't want to make the third out on the base pass.
3-1 with two outs. The pitch to Iniero, called strike on the inside corner. Count moves full, 3-2 with two outs. The runner, Lombardo, should be going after this pitch is released out of the hand of Costello. 3-2 and two outs. Pitch to Iniero, swung on and fouled towards the Fordham dugout. Remains 3-2 as Lombardo indeed was in motion there.
That bat from Iniero, staying alive, fighting that one off and on the hands.
Full count pitch with two outs, swung on and missed by Cora Iniero. Side retired for the Rams. But they get two runs on a long home run, a two-run homer from Lindsey Mayer. Three hits, no errors, and one runner left on base through three. Fordham 2 and Iona nothing.
This summer, be sure to fly Irish across Ireland and Europe with incredible low fares on sale now. Aer Lingus, great care, great fare. And so to say, the official motor coach company of Fordham Athletics. And here comes Ethan with... Bingo.
I just want to say, everyone either has an umbrella or a hood, and Freddy the Super Fan is just...
The latest number is 37, 6, 24, 36, 7, 18, 19, 1, 3, 26,
what's the worst EJ?
4, 8, and 9.
Yeah, what's over there?
Call him back. Hey, Salva,
top half of the fourth inning, the half inning after the first runs of the ball game, where the Rams scored two on a long home run from Lindsey Mayer to left center field over the scoreboard. Rain again now continues to pick up. Aubman on the hill, and the leadoff hitter, Ashlyn Morris, for Iona. She stands from the left side. Dobbin ready for the first pitch of the fourth. Swung on and fouled back into the netting. Count 0-1.
As a pitcher, of course, it's chilly in the low 40s, in the low to mid 40s here. The rain's coming off and on. Likes the even innings. Rain hard in the second. Raining hard once again in the fourth inning. And as a pitcher, just trying to stay warm in between innings.
0-1. Outside, count 1-1.
In the case of Dobman, in the bottom of the third and the bottom of the second when Fordham was hitting, at the dish for a fairly long amount of time. So, as a pitcher, trying to stay warm, keep the hand warm, start blowing to the hand right there.
1-1 pitch, way outside. Might have slipped out of her hand on that one, as it was even outside the right-handed batter's box.
Christine Costello. The Iona pitcher has been kind of rubbing the ball on her right hip to try and keep it dry.
Morris, the hitter, grounded to third, back in the first, grounds to third again, fielded over to first in time to Paige Ortiz. Lindsey Mayer, the play for the Rams, and one away here in the top of the fourth.
Third baseman, number 18, Sarah Schutz.
Sarah Schutz, the batter now, the three hitter and the third baseman. She flew to left field. Brianna Surgeon
tracked it down back in the first. She's up now in the top of the fourth with one out and nobody on. Pitch. Called strike outside part of the plate. 0-1. Dobman ahead.
And of course, the leadoff hitter, Morris, the two hitter. Good to get her out. Retires the first batter with a 3-4-5. Due up now for Ione.
The 0-1 pitch. Down low. Count 1-1.
Shoots coming in a 3-18 hitter. Leads the team with 3 home runs.
Jordan Courage getting some bullpen work in, maybe warming up. The 1-1 pitch. Fly to left, headed towards foul territory. Converging, diving, Turgeon, and slamming into the fence. Unable to come up with it. And she skidded as she slid into the turf. And she'll get up and try to walk it off here as head coach Bridget Orchard takes a couple of steps out of the dugout. As now Turgeon, Mayer, and Brady. Now they'll break up, and Orchard will head back to the dugout before having to go check out on her left fielder there. And that's kind of a scary play, maybe a little bit of a freak thing as she dove in an attempt to catch the ball. And on a normal day, she probably doesn't continue into that fence, but the wet turf probably slick and caused her to skid into the fence and jam her. Looks like she's looking at the right leg of hers.
Yeah, probably just jammed the feet up against the fence, went into it a little harder than she was anticipating. As you said, the field's slick, so when you're sliding in the outfield, you can go a couple extra feet.
The 1-2 to shoots missed outside, 2-2. As Fordham football having some spring practice on Murphy Field, just beyond the right field fence, right center field fence as well. 2-2 pitch to the hitter for Ione. Hit sky to right, going back towards the fence. Ionero, she's under it just in front of the warning track and makes the catch. But hit well by Schutz.
The first two away. Baseman, number 7, Kristen Turner.
Top half of the fourth for the Ione Gales.
Yeah, the way it's raining and the cold, going to have to get all of it right there. Just got under it a little bit, maybe caught a little bit in on the hands too. Wasn't able to muscle it out to the right field side.
Kristen Turner, the batter from the right side, the first baseman. First pitch to her, taken for a called strike. She singled back in the second and was thrown out on a fielder's choice as she tried to reach second base. 0-1 pitch, right back to Dobman. Snags it. Very nice play and fires the first plenty of time. Pretty play by Michelle Dobman. Side retired. The Ione Gales go down 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Through 3.5 innings of play, the Rams up on the Gales, 2-0.
Fordham softball game. Thank you for coming out. And make sure to support all of the speech for the marketing table behind the third base dugout.
What?
7-8-9 innings. Okay. And then it's still the same pitch. Maybe.
Yeah.
So you're just giving the ball. It'd be a mean coach if she put it in her glove and took it back out. That would be pretty mean. Maybe this is one of those. When somebody gets on, you're out.
Yeah, it could be.
I always thought that was mean. I know, it's
leading off the Rams, the left fielder, number 2, Brianna Turgeon.
He's all about tweeting, like, even out there.
Bit of a discussion here between Bridget Orchard and the Fordham coaching staff with the Ione coaching staff and the umpires and now the athletic crew here. The umpire might just want the plate cleaned off. It's a little muddy here. But we'll see. They'll maybe get stirring as some of the athletic crew heading to the... Looks like... the shed over near the... down the outside foul play in the first base side.
It was a weather talk?
Maybe a brief weather talk as the Iona players sort of gathered up. Looked like they were trying to get a jacket out for the pitcher Costello, but now that's been stopped. And Fordham athletic staff has looks like what is some speedy drive. Maybe to lay down the mound or the batter's box after the next half inning. First pitch of this one, though, of this inning, the bottom of the fourth, misses down low to the hitter, Brianna Turgeon. As the rain now continues to fall here. No puddles yet on the field, but maybe taking on a bit of a muddy substance throughout the field. 1-0 pitch to Turgeon. Takes it for a called strike, even at 1 now the count. Jordan Courage now sits down from the Iona bullpen. She might be ready and at the beck and call of the Gales. The 1-1 pitch. Missed outside, 2-1 to Turgeon now. Ahead 2-1, the pitch from Costello. Turgeon swings and fouls it. That's a piece of the catcher, Danner. She'll walk it back out to the pitcher, Costello.
Turgeon with 4 home runs on the season. Took a pretty big home run crack right there. Swung right through. Looked like a bit of a breaking ball.
Definitely looked like an off-speed pitch. She was ahead 2-1. Now the count 2-2 with no outs. In the bottom of the fourth, the pitch to Turgeon. Takes it down low in the dirt. 3-2. Now the count here. And if you're Costello, Chris, you... saw Coach Melissa Inoue give her the ball to start this inning, and you said maybe she's only in this ball game until she puts a runner on base.
Jordan Courage is warming up, no longer warming up, so she's in the dugout. I imagine it's a short leash for Costello.
The 3-2 pitch, swung on and grounded back to the pitcher Costello. Fields fires to first as Turgeon sort of nubbed it. Had a little bit of backspin on it. Costello had to charge it. It's still an easy play for her to retire the 7-hitter. Paige Ortiz to the plate. She also grounded back to the pitcher. That was back in the second inning with the bases loaded, and they were able to get the fielder's choice and force out at home as Michelle Dobman was trying to cross the Fordham's first run of the game. First pitch to Ortiz. Waves at the pitch outside, count 0-1.
That's off speed pitch, outer part of the plate. Used that pitch effectively a couple times in this one.
Rachel Gillen on deck, the 9-hitter, then the top of the lineup for the Rams. Up 2 in the bottom of the fourth. The 1-1 pitch to Ortiz, swung on, lined, but foul down the left field line.
Going back talking about the pitching situation, so Jordan Courage warmed up on the, you know, just right of the right field, the bullpen for Iona. Saw her warm up. She's back in the dugout. As you mentioned, the conversation looked like between the manager and her pitcher before the inning started.
The 0-2 to Ortiz, hit toward second, charging in, fielding, and firing to first in plenty of time to get Ortiz. Katie Newton to come up with it and easily throw to first.
The
2 outs now for the Rams. Bottom half of the fourth inning with them up 2-0.
So one of those situations maybe where head coach tells a pitcher you can go until somebody gets on base, and then we have Courage waiting to replace you in the dugout. Well, the way Costello started the inning, she might not need a replacement.
Motivating her, if that was indeed the case. Gillen swings the first pitch and fouls it. Right back. Interesting there. She almost swung all the way around her entire body. As looks like she almost hit a line drive backwards on that one as she was way ahead.
A good pitch inside. Gillen couldn't get the hands inside and fouled it, just first base side, next to that Iona dugout.
Count 0-1 now to Gillen, who flew to left back in the second. Costello drying the ball off on her right hip as she's been doing. Pitch. Missed just outside. Count now 1-1.
Yeah, she thought that was a strike. Sorry, cracked a smile.
Walks it off behind the rubber. Takes a couple extra seconds to compose herself here. Here's the 1-1 pitch now. Swung on and hit a long way, but a long way foul as well as it hits off the facing of the McGinley Center pretty high up down the right field line. That ball's straightened out. That's into the football practice. They wear helmets, though, so at least some of the guys wearing helmets now as they're warming up. Still wouldn't like to get hit in the head with a softball.
No shoulder pads, though.
The 1-2 pitch. Hit in the air to center. Going back. Deep hand, and it's over the fence! A home run from Rachel Gillen as that ball got out of here. It didn't look like it would, but it did. A two-out solo shot. Rachel Gillen connects, and it's 3-0 Fordham.
First home run of the season for her. Just kind of a pitch on the outer part of the plate. Just got the meat on it, and it just had enough to get over to the fence in center field. Nice two-out boost there for the Fordham Rams to extend the lead to three.
The center fielder, it's the one of the deepest part of the park.
Part of the park. Maybe left field, the deepest part, because of the double fence there. Here at Fahoshi Field in front of the tennis courts. But that ball from the lefty, sort of just fading away from her, and got a good part of the bat on it, and it got out of here. Top of the lineup, Canessa takes ball one. So now two home runs for the Rams in this one against the Gales, and pitcher Kristen Costello, and they've got themselves a 3-0 lead in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Outside, but they call it a strike. Count 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch now. Upstairs. 2-1. Vanessa, the leadoff hitter. 1-for-2 today. 2-1 to her. Inside. Actually, late strike call. Late strike call. Count now 2-2.
It looked like he took an extra second to think that one over, but then emphatically put up the called strike sign and put up his hands to show it was 2-2.
Sometimes the softball umpires pronounce it a little more. Fouled away on the 2-2. Remains at that count with two outs for Canessa. Popped to first in the first. Singled back in the third, advanced to second on a pass ball, and then later scored on the two-run bomb to left center by Lindsay Mayer that hit the fencing protecting the tennis courts. The 2-2 pitch to Canessa, down low, 3-2. Count is full with two outs in the bottom half of the fourth. Just after 4 o'clock in the east here in the Bronx on a rainy Wednesday afternoon approaching the evening. Home opener for the Fordham Rams softball team. Here's the 3-2. Canessa lines it down the left field line towards the American flag. Hits that top left corner of the American flag, but that, of course, is in foul territory here at Fahoshi Field. Rams really putting some charge into some balls here in the last couple innings.
Really have. Good swing there. Just a little out in front. The rocket ship that, as you said, just left that left field line, the top of the double fence.
Canessa, well, we got a 3-2 pitch again, and if you're the pitcher Costello, I've got to be careful with this one. Pitch, missed upstairs and away. Canessa going to reach on the base on balls on here in the bottom of the fourth. Coach Melissa Inoue heads to the circle. Discussion among her and the catcher Danner. The infielders also discussing
amongst themselves at the back end of the circle. The outfielders gather in center field near the block F. Courage not out of the dugout. In O.A., emphatically coaching up Costello here. It's like maybe some mechanics he's trying to emphasize. And he's going to remain in the ballgame here. At least so it appears.
The second baseman, number six, Amy Van Hoven. Talking
about how to go after the Fordham hitter coming up here. The first question was, are you good? The pitcher Costello saying, yes, I can finish.
The home run ball is now coming back into the field of play from the outfield. As now the batter, the two-hitter, Amy Van Hoven, just hit the ball twice, right back to Costello. Tried for a bunt for a hit in the first, and a soft liner back to Costello in the third. Now here in the fourth with Canessa on first base and two outs for a team with one run in here in the bottom of the fourth. Pitch to her, grounded to first, but foul. And nearly gets all the way out of play, but they'll retrieve the ball in foul territory now. Van Hoven looking for her first hit of the day. Entered the game leading the Rams and hitting at 341 on the season. 19 for 91, now 19 for 93. The 0-1 pitch, taken, called strike on the inside corner. The count 0-2 now. The rain maybe lightened up only a little here. It still continues to steadily fall. Field holding up, though, quite well. Van Hoven stands in, the 0-2 coming. Swung on, hit towards second, fielded by Newton, over to first, and in time. The side retired here in the bottom half of the fourth inning, but the Rams get one run, the solo home run from Rachel Gillen. That's the lone hit, no errors. One runner left on base through four. Rams 3, Gales nothing.
Barnes & Noble Fordham University Bookstore provides books, school supplies, and all types of Fordham apparel. Head to Arthur Avenue after the game and visit Mike's Deli, Arthur Avenue's original Italian deli. And Mike Land's Loaded Restaurant and Lounge, Arthur Avenue's perennial brick oven pizza champion. And here are the latest. The latest bingo numbers are 44 and 48. The first three winners will get a $25 gift card to Mike Land's Loaded. And congratulations to John Peachy. You are the first winner of Softball Bingo.
I'm going to Michelangelo's tonight. I'm going to play this case. That's not... I should be playing.
Why are you going to Michelangelo's tonight?
My parents are coming in today.
That's nice.
Yeah. I told them five, so I'm just going to go to the room. I actually told them five.
Hi, Chance.
I told them five, too.
Yeah. I don't have a call until later, so... Any of you guys listen to Lone Bella?
What? No.
Yeah, same.
Do you got the punches tonight?
I want to go.
I'm going to go back to it.
We have two.
There ain't magic on there.
We have two.
What?
It's like 7 or 9.
5 for 2, thank you.
7.
5 for 2.
No way.
Your attention, please, ladies and gentlemen. Substitution for the Rams now entering the game for number 2, Turgeon, is number 5, Morgan Figueroa. Leading off to the Gales, the shortstop, number 8, Brianna Schauer. Thank you.
defensive substitution for Fordham. Morgan Figueroa takes over and left for Brianna Turgeon here in the top of the fifth. First pitch in the top of the fifth is a ball high, 1-0.
And Chris, you wonder maybe if that's just a precautionary replacement after Turgeon skidded into the left field foul ground fence. She did throw the warm-ups to the new left fielder, so she looks to be good.
Brianna Showers looks at a ball high, count 2-0 to her. She grounded out, a fielder's choice to the third baseman. Lead runner was retired at second base on that play, 0-for-1 in the afternoon. 2-0, in there for a strike, inner half of the plate, count now 2-1. Fordham 3, Iona nothing here in the top of the fifth inning. Rain continuing to fall here in the Bronx. Dobman, the 2-1, line into center field, low line drive. Kinesa's going to field it on the second hop. Leadoff base hit for Iona to start this top of the fifth inning. Iona's third hit of the afternoon.
The pitcher.
Upsets Christine Costello. Right-handed hitter. Also on the mound for this Iona side. She digs in against Michelle Dobman, who's gone four-plus innings so far. Looked good in those four innings. First pitch of this at-bat high, count 1-0. Dobman, the right-handed hurler. Gets a sign she likes in the windup. In there for a strike, fastball outside part of the plate, count 1-1. Costello, a 182 hitter. Grounded into a double, or line into a double play. For a swing, fouled out of play, first base side. Line into a double play back in the second inning. A line drive there, right on the nose. Third baseman Lindsey Mayer catching it. And then throwing out the runner at first to end that second inning.
Talk about this being the first home game for the Rams. The Gales still get to play at home.
A 1-2 check swing and appeal. First base umpire Dan Center saying no swing. Count 2-2.
Interesting that they actually granted the appeal, though, as Dan Center really standing at what would be sort of the second base position. Not the greatest angle for him, but still signals no swing.
2-2. Way inside. Costello having to move her body out of the way. Count 3-2. Full count. Runner on first. Nobody out here in the top of the fifth. Swung on. Fly ball. Left field. Figueroa going back. Looks up. And that ball's gone. Pitcher helping herself out there. Two-run home run over the left field wall. Iona cuts into the Fordham lead. It's now the Rams 3, the Gales 2.
Another long home run here at the Hoshi Field. The weather not affecting these batters at all. Is that ball not only over the double fence, or some might even call it a triple fence in left field, I think it also got above the protective netting protecting the tennis court, which extends probably 15 to 20 more feet in the air. So that ball absolutely crushed to left, and more importantly, Iona right back in the game. Now only trailing 3-2.
Costello's first home run, second and third RBIs of the season. Danner steps up now. Looks at a first pitch strike, fastball in the outer part of the plate.
That for me?
Danner hitting 150 on the season, only had 20 at-bats so far. Grounds the 0-1 chopper back to the mound. Dobbin fires to Ortiz at first for the first out at the top of the fifth. That's a good way to respond if you're Dobman after giving up the home run.
The second baseman is number 3.
Ground out weakly back to the mound.
Oh, it certainly is. You know, you're still leading this game by one run, so you don't want to surrender that one run lead in this inning. Worst case scenario now for Dobman after giving up the 2-run home run has to be, all right, let's get the next 3 hitters, go back to the dugout, and maybe my offense could give me more of a lead back.
Newton in the box now. So the ball inside. Right-handed hitting, Katie Newton hitting 294 coming into today. Line to the third base. Oh, got the wrong part of the batting order. Sacrifice back in the second and bump back to the pitcher. Second pitch of this at bat in there for a strike. Count 1-1.
Did you enjoy the long ball today, Steve?
Oh yeah, sorry, a little softball.
fat home run this week.
Newton digs in, Dobman in the windup. Swung on line, foul. Third base side. That was hit right on the screws, but just landed left to the third base line. Count now 1-2.
The Iona hitters now in the midst of their second time through the lineup, the 8-9 hitters. That'll be the third time through, and the last couple hitters really starting to connect well on Dobman. So you wonder maybe Richard Orchard will go to a reliever maybe in the next inning for the last two innings.
The 1-2, way outside, goes to the backstop. Nobody on, though, so count 2-2. Fordham 3, Iona 2, here in the top of the fifth inning at the Yoshi Field. Dobman in her fifth inning of work. The 2-2. Swung on, chopped to short. Radian feels it, throws it to first to Ortiz for the second out of the inning.
Solid play by Brady in there for the defense.
Kelsey Long.
She's being hit for by Rachel Gillen, who's the designated player in this one. Of course, in softball, essentially, you can DH for anyone you'd like.
Left-handed hitter digs in. To the first pitch inside, count 1-0. The ball went to the backstop. Lombardo, the catcher, picking it up, wiping it off, and now gets a new ball from home plate umpire Bob Center.
There's actually a strike, believe it or not, Chris. As the ball hit Bob Center, that's why he couldn't signal the strike immediately, as Lombardo couldn't handle it, but still did call it a strike as he judged it to be a strike.
The 0-1 fouled straight back into the netting. Count now 0-2.
And that's interesting because, you know, usually when a catcher is unable to come up with the ball, it's not going to be a strike, regardless, especially in that extreme case where Lombardo unable to handle it and it hits the home plate umpire square on.
And here's the 0-2. Rounded into the Fordham dugout on the third base side, foul. Everyone okay in that dugout? A couple smiles. Count stays 0-2.
You really have to be on your toes here in either dugout. Ball flies off that bat, that softball bat, very quickly. The dugouts at most facilities within close proximity to the field, especially here at Fordham.
They're a
little fencing ahead of that, but they do have the sort of just leaning over the fence, as you tend to see.
Oh, too high, count 1-2.
Felt good.
Dobman looking to finish her fifth inning on the bump. Kelsey Long, the left-handed hitter, digs in, takes a pitch low, count 2-2, two outs here, nobody on for Iona. Dobman blows into her hand on this chilly, rainy afternoon. Ground ball sharply hits a Bradian, fields it, fires to first for the final out of the top of the fifth. But I only get two runs on a two-run home run from Christine Costello. We head to the bottom of the fifth. It's Fordham 3, Iona 2.
Fourth behind a perfect 4-0 week for the baseball team. He was 8-for-18 with 6 runs scored, 5 stolen bases, 2 RBIs while registering 3 multi-hit games. His biggest performance came in the final game of the week, going 3-for-5 with 3 runs scored and a career-high 3 stolen bases and a 1-5 win over New York 10. Congratulations, Joey, the pitcher. Your attention, please. Now pitching for the Iona Gales, number 33, Jordan Courage. Third baseman, number 21, Lindsay Mayer.
Mayoral, Lombardo, and Dobman due up this inning for Fordham in the bottom of the fifth. It's Fordham 3, Iona 2. Jordan Courage takes the hill now, replaces Christine Costello. First pitch of the at-bat, in there for a strike from Courage. Courage, the right-handed hurler, comes in with a 6.86 ERA, a 1-5 record. This is her 10th appearance of the year. The 0-1 bounces up there, also inside, count 1-1. Lindsay Mayer, the hitter, she's 1-for-2 with a 2-run home run back in the bottom of the third. At the time, gave Fordham a 2-0 lead. 1-1 high, count now 2-1. Courage looks in for a sign, lines up, and there's a strike, count now 2-2. Good fastball there on the outer part of the plate. Mayer, the right-handed batter, digs in. Courage, the right-handed hurler, ready. Bounces it up there, count 3-2. Mayer hitting her second home run of the season back in that third inning. A blast. Line drive that went over the scoreboard in left center field on the tennis courts behind the park. Grounds this one to third on a hop. Shoots, picks it up. Fires it over to first for the first out of the inning. Nice candy hop there. One hopper right to the glove.
Number 11, Kayla Lombardo.
For the first Fordham hitter retired in the bottom of the fifth inning. Kayla Lombardo, the catcher, now stepping up for Fordham. 1-for-2 in this one.
Before Mayer went back to the dugout after grounding out, checking in with Lombardo and Dobman on deck, giving a little scouting report to the pitcher, Courage.
There's a strike in there to Lombardo to start this at bat. Here's the 0-1. That one's outside. Count 1-1. Lombardo, the right-handed hitting catcher for this Fordham side, came in hitting 333. Takes the 1-1 in there for a strike. Count 1-2. One out. Fordham 3. Iona 2 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Rain still falling in the Bronx. 1-2. Just a bit outside. Count 2-2. It's been raining off and on. In the first few innings, it was raining off and on. Now it's been more of a consistent rain since the top of the fourth inning. The 2-2. Inside. Count 3-2. And oh, it caught the jersey of Lombardo. She's going to get herself a free pass. Looked like Lombardo was a little surprised at first. Kind of look back to the home plate umpire, Bob Center. Center
the
pointed
pitcher,
down to first.
Number 8, Michelle.
So Lombardo on base with a hit by a pitch. Yeah, you're going to get hit by a pitch. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, he might not have even gotten hit. You know, usually players, even if it's close, they'll try and plead their case regardless, because any way you can get on to first base is a good way to do so. Lombardo, though, I don't think she thinks she got hit. Gets first base, though.
Dobman steps in. The pitch outside, count 1-0. Dobman, 1-for-2, doubled in the second. Popped out to short in the third. A 1-0. That's low, count 2-0. Hitters count here, Courage walks behind the mound, settles herself. Now she's ready. Pitch high and away, 3-0 now. We'll see if Dobman's taken here in the 3-0 count. The delivery, and that's low. Free pass for Dobman on 4 straight balls. Now Tori Dan or the catcher going to go out, talk to her pitcher. The infielder's also coming in. Try to maybe settle down. Jordan Courage, who's in her first inning of work. Katie Costello went the first four innings.
Gave up
three runs, all three runs coming off of home runs. The two-run home run from Mayer in the third, and then a solo shot from Gillen in the bottom of the fourth. Give Fordham the three runs. Iona responded. A two-run home run from Christine Costello in the top of the fifth. It's Fordham 3, Iona 2. Up steps Cora Iannarro. Runners at first and second. Takes the first pitch for a strike, count 0-1.
A chance here for Fordham to get some of those runs back that Costello herself got back with a two-run homer in the top of the fifth, trying to extend their current one-run lead.
0-1 inside, count 1-1. Iannarro singled in the second, struck out in the third. Stranded on third, back in the second inning. The 1-1. Low for a ball, count 2-1. Dobman at first for Fordham, Lombardo on second. One out here in the bottom of the fifth. There's a delivery. Inside, count now 3-1. And Jordan Courage having a little trouble with control. And a good opportunity here for Iannarro. Hitters count 3-1. Runners on first and second. The pitch. Swung on, fly, right field side, but it's slicing out of play. Foul ball. Count runs full, 3-2.
That ball also crushed as it would have gone over the fence if the outfield fence extended that far right. Hit off the facing of the Lombardi Center.
Big pitch here, the 3-2. It bounces up there. Ball four, so bases loaded now for Fordham. The Rams loading the bases without really having to swing the bat. Lombardo hit by a pitch, and then two straight walks to Dobman and Iannarro. And a good opportunity here for Fordham.
Your attention, please.
Stephanie Ferry.
Now batting for number 5, Figueroa.
Stepping up to
number
hit
17,
here for
Seth
Morgan
Ferry.
Figueroa. Ferry, the right-handed hitter, listed as a catcher. We're also going to have a mound conference with Iona as the infield, the catcher on the mound, and now the Gales head coach, Melissa Inouye, also coming out to join the discussion, trying to calm down Courage.
That's a huge out for Iona to try and, they're going to need a huge two outs actually here. Bases loaded with one out here. Only trailing by one. They just cut their three-run deficit to one in the last half inning for them at the plate on the two-run homer from Costello. But now Courage in some trouble here in the Rams' seventh spot. Now the third player in that seventh spot, as Turgeon was the starting left fielder. Figueroa came in to play the last inning on defense. And now Stephanie Ferry is going to pinch it for her here in a game that the Rams are trying to extend their one-run lead here.
Yeah, an aggressive move here from head coach Bridget Orchard for Fordham. Bring up Stephanie Ferry here. Bases loaded, one away. Right-handed hitter digs in. Courage, the right-handed hurler ready. First pitch. Check swing as it bounces up there. And an appeal to the umpire in the field, Dan Center, and says she went around, so count 0-1.
The umpire standing at shortstop. How can he see that ball if she swings here? She's a right-handed batter.
A two-umpire crew, so a home plate umpire and an umpire in the field. The 0-1, swung on, hit high, left field, and it's off the wall. Morris can't get to it. Morris finally does get to it. Fires it into third, but not before a two-run score on the RBI double from Stephanie Ferry. Fordham takes a 5-2 lead over the Gales.
That's a huge hit, and the ball actually careened off that wall very hard and got past Morris and rolled sort of down the line towards the plate, and that allowed for the second run to score easily for the Rams. Dobman easily to go from second to home, and an easy double for Stephanie Ferry, and that's just what the doctor ordered for the Rams. Get those two runs right back after surrendering them in the top half of the inning.
Paige Ortiz digging in now. Hits the first one to center field. Hand going back. Finally camps under it. Makes the catch. Runner from third tagging. And Ioniro is going to come in now and score. Fordham taking a 6-2 lead here in the Bronx. Bottom of the fifth inning. Lombardo and Dobman scoring on that double off from the wall. Ioniro scoring there on the sack fly. Now two outs and Rachel Gillen, the left-handed hitter. And a home run in her last at-bat, stepping in. Still a runner on second, so still a runner in scoring position for the Rams. First pitch to Gillen. Swung on in line just over the Fordham dugout on the third base side.
Freddie, super fan here of Fordham Sports, almost went down there, but shakes it off as he just missed him. That liner, he's standing right next to the Fordham dugout on the third base side.
The 0-1. Low for a ball, count 1-1. Ferry, who hit the double on second base for Fordham. Gillen in the box. Courage on the mound. Her delivery swung on and skied in the air in a shallow right field. Long coming in, and the right fielder makes the catch in right center. So Fordham respond. The Yales with two runs in the top of the fifth. Fordham come back and get three runs in the bottom of the fifth. It's the Rams 6, the Gales 2, here in the Bronx.
Michelle Dobman's day is done on the hill or in the circle, but she will move to left field as Rachel Gillen, the lefty on the hill, delivers her first pitch for a ball to the leadoff hitter Allison Hand, now at the plate for the Iona Gales. Dobman's day, five inning pitch, four hits, two runs, both earned a strikeout, and gave up one home run, 60 pitchers for her outing today as Gillen's second pitch misses outside 2-0. And over 2 today. 2-0 pitch to her. Briefly shows bunt, but takes it for a called strike now. Iona down 4 with only 6 outs to play with here. Top half of the 6th inning. They're down 6-2 to the Rams. The 2-1's a hand. Taken again for a called strike. This one more on the outside part of the plate. Count now 2-2.
pitch. Missed upstairs. Now the count moves full 3-2.
A little common sense, but one thing you don't want to do with a four-run lead late in the game, start issuing free passes.
Thank you.
3-2, swung on and fouled away by hand, right over us. As home plate umpire Bob Center goes over and grabs a few softballs. His pockets ran out, and now he's going to, of course, use one as Dylan wants a new softball, a little slick out there. Rain continues to fall here at Bohoshi Field in the Bronx in the Rams' home opener. The 3-2 to hand, swung on and missed. Hand goes down swinging. One away here in the top half of the sixth inning. Rams up 6-2. Home runs in big numbers today. Three of them. First pitch to the batter Morris, taken for a ball. Mayer hit a two-run shot back in the third. Gillen a solo shot in the fourth. And for Iona, Costello hit a two-run shot in the fifth. Pitch fouled away. Count should be 1-1 to Morris, the hitter. Grounded to third twice today, back in the first, and also back in the fourth inning. Morris, the lefty, takes away ball 2-1. One from Gillen. Missed inside. Gets to the backstop now. Taken by Lombardo. Tries to clean some mud off of it, but unable to do so. So we'll go with the new softball for this one. 3-1 with one out. Morris the hitter. Pitch. Hit towards short, and it's going to get past the diving Gradian for a base hit. Morris reaches for the first time today on the single.
Third baseman, number 18, Sarah Schutz.
Sarah Schutz will now be the batter for the Iona Gales, the number 3 hitter. Also 0-2, two flyouts to left in the first and to right back in the fourth inning. Gillen's first pitch to her, taken for a called strike. One out here in the top of the sixth inning. The Fordham Rams up on the Iona Gales 6-2 here at Bohoshi Field. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Absolutely out of sorts on that one was Schutz as Gillen got her with the off-speed pitch. 0-2 the count. Gillen looking for her first, or what would be her second strikeout, rather. Pitch upstairs. 1-2.
It's a good pitch there, though. High fastball out of the zone. Can get Schutz to chase.
One out. The count 1-2. The pitch fouled away towards the Fordham dugout and trickles to the backstop. Gillen on the season coming in today with a 3.46 ERA, 8-6. 1-2 pitch. Got her called. Strike 3. Schutz goes down looking. Looks like an off-speed pitch from Gillen. Two away here in the top of the sixth.
The first baseman, number 7, Chris Turner.
As I was saying, Gillen 8-6 on the season. This is her 18th appearance. 93 innings pitched. First pitch to the batter, Turner, taken for a ball, 1-0. Opponents hitting 250 off Gillen thus far. 1-0 pitch, line to center, Canessa back, and she's not going to get it, it's out of here. A two-run homer for Kristen Turner, connected on the pitch from Gillen, and it got out of here in a hurry. Iona sticking with the game and staying right in it now, 6-4, the Rams lead.
And that was a no-doubter. Got all of that one, and just a high-line drive that sailed over the center field wall, straight away center field. And big for Iona to take a bite out of that four-run lead and turn it into a two-run Fordham lead.
And right over the center field fence, right where Chase Edmonds and Kendall Percy working out Fordham running back core. Clear, no-doubter, as Chris said. And now Brianna Schauer to the plate as first pitch misses high off the glove of Lombardo and it gets to the backstop. Rams trying to hold on here. Top of the sixth, they lead 6-4, two runs in for the Gales in this inning. 1-0 pitch taken for a strike. Even the count at one for Brianna Schauer, who is 1-for-2 today, a fielder's choice back in the second, singled and scored back in the fifth. 1-1, swung on, fouled straight back. Had a good part of the bat on that one, as hitters for both sides, as this game has gone on, have been putting a good part of the bat on the ball, hitting it hard all over the field. Four home runs in this one. 1-2 pitch, hit in the air to left, over to her right is Canessa from center, and she makes the catch. Not too many problems there. Side retired here in the sixth, but the Iona Gales get two runs
female athlete of the week.
On two hits, no errors, and nobody left on base for 5.5. Rams 6, Gales 4.
WNIT games, averaging 18 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3.5 steals. Did a near double-double against Central Connecticut State with 18 points and 9 rebounds to go to a career high of 5 steals. Congratulations, Tiffany!
This is right. The two runs they just scored in the sixth is more than all of the runs they've scored in the sixth inning up to today combined.
Did you want me to do it, or do you want to do it?
I don't know if I believe it. It's like 14 games.
Lead off the Rams, the center fielder, number 4, Sydney Canessa.
Back here, bottom half of the sixth inning, of Fordham Rams to the plate in the top of the order. The fourth at-bat, or the fourth plate appearance, I should say, for Sydney Canessa, who's 1-for-2 today, singled and scored in the third and walked back in the fourth. Chris, though, Iona sticking with the game, and we'll get to that in a second. Here's the first pitch coming from Courage, taken for a called strike. Chris, two runs in the sixth inning for the Gales. That's pretty impressive given their track record this season.
Iona's had a tough start to the season with some of their opponents, but they've scored one run in all the six innings combined.
As the 0-1 pitch misses upstairs, count 1-1.
One run in all of the other six innings combined coming into today. So the two runs at the top of the sixth today, more than they've scored in every other sixth inning they've played this year, all put together.
And the seventh inning, the best inning for the Iona offense, as the 1-1 pitch fouled away by Canessa. They've scored 15 runs in the seventh inning. That's the most of any inning this season, outscoring their opponents 15-13, the only inning in which they do so. So the Rams could use some insurance here in the bottom of the sixth. Canessa behind 1-2. Missed inside, a little bit high, too. Count 2-2. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and it bounced about maybe 40 feet from the circle there. It might have slipped out of the hand of Courage. It sort of rolled to the plate the last couple of feet there. The count now full, 3-2. Pitch, upstairs, ball 4, too high. Not the start you want if you're Courage after your team keeps you in the ball game.
Second baseman, number 6, Amy Hovind.
Last half inning. Amy Van Hoven will now hit for the Rams. Van Hoven 0-for-3 today.
tried a bunt for hit in the first, unsuccessfully. Lined to the pitcher in the third, a soft liner. Grounded to second, back in the fourth. First pitch to her here. Grounded towards second, but the first baseman comes over. Clips the first, not in time, though. The runner from second headed for third, and she's going to get there easily. Heads up play by Canessa to get over there. And, you know, Chris, the reason that play turned out the way it turns out, with Van Hoven reaching on miscommunication between the first and second baseman, is number one, she's a left-handed hitter, and number two, she flew out of the box and made it difficult for the defense.
Third baseman, number 21.
The ball hitting in no man's land, a soft roller in between, that awkward position between the mound, the second baseman, and the first baseman, and she's able to beat that out for a base hit, and the runner smartly as the throw kind of got away over there at first base. Runner moving over, Canessa from second to third, and Fordham in business. You mentioned the need for insurance runs. Well, good opportunity here.
Great opportunity, as looked like Newton, the second baseman, should have went after that ball for Iona, but the first baseman, Turner, a little bit to her right. And like you said, Chris, no man's land after that, as the first pitch for the hitter, Mayer, who's got a two-run homer already on the day, is down low, 1-0. First and third, nobody out. Rams up 6-4 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Courage on the hill for the Gale. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, soft liner over the third base bag, and it's fair. And a base hit. And that one, Chris, looked like it was actually foul. But the home plate umpire there on that one, Bob Center, emphatically calls it fair. So a single for Mayer over the third baseman just inside the line.
And the reason it's fair, as the home plate umpire signaled, is it hit off the third baseman's glove.
Number 11, Kayla Lombardo.
Nicked her glove, and that's what the home plate umpire was saying in fair territory, so that made it a fair ball.
Okay, I did not catch the little nick of the glove there, as maybe the ball did actually land foul, but if it was touched in fair first, exactly makes it fair. So another RBI for Mayer on the day. The hitter Lombardo now takes the first pitch, ball one. Rams offense starting to really get to work here in the latter innings.
Mayer leads this team now. 21 RBIs on the season, came in with 18. The two-run homer, base hit there, brings her up to 21.
Rams and Mayer both reaping the benefits of having her on the team this season. Transfer from University of Virginia, where she actually led the Cavaliers in hits in the ACC. The Rhode Island native chooses to come to Fordham for this year. 1-0 pitch to Lombardo, taken for a strike. Count moves even at one. Lombardo, 1-for-2 today. Singled back in the third and hit by a pitch, but scored in the fifth. 1-1 pitch to her. Missed upstairs and away. 2-1. Lombardo transitioning to the catching position this season from third base, where she played a lot last year. The 2-1 pitch to her here, called strike. 2-2. Looked like a pretty good pitch for Lombardo to hit, but wasn't looking for it. Wasn't what she liked.
Maybe a little high.
Cleanup hitter. Now the 2-2. Swung on, popped down left field side. Morris over in foul ground, just about 20 feet in front of the fence. Makes the catch. Relays it in. So Lombardo flies out to left in just a couple of feet foul. And 15 to 20 feet
left
shorter.
Fielder, number 8, Michelle.
One out now for the Rams in the top of the 7th. Or, excuse me, bottom of the 6th. They lead 7-4 over the visiting Gales. The Gales that have been visiting their entire season thus far. No home games for them yet. First pitch to the batter. Waldman is down low. Nicely blocked by the catcher, Danner, to keep the runners at second and first, respectively.
How about this? Fordham has scored 4 runs against Jordan Courage. The 4 runners that scored were either walked, and one was hit by a pitch.
Courage's pitch to Waldman. Called strike on the outside part of the plate. Count now 1-1.
3 walks and a hit by a pitch from Courage and her inning plus of work. The 3 walks scored and the hit batsman scored.
1-1 to Daubin. Swung on, mashed, but way foul all over the
That engaged down the left field line and way out of play. Just ahead of the off-speed pitch that time was Dobman. Coming into this at bat, 1-for-2, doubled in the second. Popped to short in the third. The 1-2 pitch to her is down low, counting out 2-2. And Dobman walked and scored in the fifth. That's the last inning for the Rams offense. Now in the bottom of the sixth, the Rams up 7-4. And their home opener here at Fahoshi Field, coming in at 12-13. 2-2 to Dobman. Sky to the right side and out of play. And it bounces over towards the McGinley center facing. Dobman and the Rams looking for a couple more runs here in the bottom of the sixth, up by 3-7-4. The 2-2, grounded towards third, but foul. Rams making Iona pitchers work this afternoon. Kristen Costello through four innings, 94 pitches. Jordan Courage through an inning and a third. Already up near the 30 pitch mark. The 2-2 to Dobman. Missed down low, 3-2. Full count, one out, runners on first and second. They don't have to go anywhere.
Speed.
Never know. Rams up 3. Pitch. Inside, ball 4 to Dobman. They'll reach base, and the bases are loaded for the Fordham Rams. They're already up 3.
Right fielder, number 1, Ioniro
to the plate for the Fordham Rams. Ioniro singled and got as far as third in the second. Struck out in the third. Walked and scored in the last inning for the Rams at the plate. That's the fifth. This now the sixth. Head coach Melissa Inoue heads to the circle. Conference with her catcher and infield. And not going to come out of the game. Really brief conference as well. Maybe just a sort of a scouting report on Ioniro and what the plan should be here. Maybe cut off the run, or perhaps they'll try and go for the difficult double play if the ball is hit maybe up the middle. Corners up for the Gales, trying to cut off the run. Second baseman and shortstop for them. A little more moderate depth, but probably still going to come home. Ioniro at the plate. First pitch to her. Inside, ball 1. Nero, the 1-0-2-er, swung on, hit towards second, fielded but bobbled by Newton, tags out the runner, headed towards second, throws the first, not in time. So an RBI for Cora Ioniro, and she reaches first base on the fielder's choice.
Player,
Rams now up 8-4, double RBIs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Two away for Fordham, but still an opportunity for some more runs here. Runners at the corners, 2 away. Stephanie Ferry to the plate now. Just her second at bat. 2 RBI double in the last inning, though, as she fouls the first pitch away. Count 0-1. Still 1 pitch now. Inside corner for a called strike. 0-2 now. Very ready. Behind 0-2. Swung on, hit towards first. Spinning over to the first baseman. Fielding it cleanly as Turner and getting to the bag before Ferry is her. She does just that. Rams, though, get the 2 runs that the Gales scored in the top half right back. They score 2 runs in the bottom half of the 6th. They do leave 2 on base through 6 full innings. We head to the top of the 7th. The Rams leading the Iona Gales 8-4.
Is Gillen fine for the save?
No. The last single numbers are 39, 25, 28, 45, and 50. Again, 39, 25, 28, 45, and 50.
Dalton will be the winning pitcher.
Leading off the Gales, the designated player number 5, Christine Costello.
Designated player.
Christine Costello beginning to start the top of the 7th inning. 3 outs for Iona to work with, down 4 to the Fordham Rams. The Rams 8, the Gales 4. Rachel Gillen, the lefty on the mound for Fordham. Costello, the right, digs in. First pitch of the at-bat. In there for a cold strike, count 0-1.
And if you're Gillen, that's all you want to do. Pound the strike zone here, especially while you're still up 4. Maybe a little bit of a different story once, if I don't know where to get some on base or get some runs here.
0-1, breaking ball in there for a strike, count now 0-2. Costello with a 2-run home run back in the 5th inning. The 0-2, high out of the zone, count now 1-2. Fordham has scored in every inning. After the 2nd inning, Iona scoring in the 5th and 6th innings, 2-run apiece in those innings. 1-2 bounces up there outside, count 2-2. Fordham got 2 in the 3rd, 1 in the 4th, 3 in the 5th, and 2 in the 6th.
Crooked numbers up there for the Rams.
The 2-2, dribbles back to the mound, but bounces over the glove. Brady in the shortstop fields it just in front of the bag and throws out the runner. Great play there from the shortstop, Brady. Gillen reached down the field and popped over her glove. Brady in right there, the shortstop, to pick up her pitcher. One away here in the top of the 7th.
Yeah, Gillen a little bit surprised that she wasn't able to field that one. Looked back to her shortstop and thanked her for getting that play and getting that runner out.
Danner looks at a ball outside, count 1-0. The catcher, 1-for-2, and this one singled in the 3rd. The 1-0. Popped in the air, just behind the plate. Lombardo reaches up to get it, can't get it. Ball kind of drifted, just about 6 or 7 feet left in parallel of home plate in foul territory. Lombardo, the catcher, unable to make the stab, count 1-1.
Yeah, it's a tough play for a catcher. She didn't get a great break on the ball. Probably should have taken the mask off maybe and able to see the ball a little bit better and turn around like she did correctly. Tough to stay behind the softball.
1-1 low, count 2-1.
Those are outs, though, that in a closer game, you definitely want to be able to make the play. Probably will turn out to be insignificant here with 1 out and her team up by 4, but something to work on, those pop-ups.
2-1, fouled straight back over the netting. Count 2-2. Danner, the right-handed hitting catcher for this Iona squad. Came hitting 150. She's making her 7th start this afternoon. This Iona's 15th game of the season. The 2-2. Grounded up the middle. Stabbed by the pitcher, Gillen. Nice play there as she throws out runner at first. And plenty of time. 2 away here quickly. And Iona down to their last out.
Number 3, Katie Newton.
Katie Newton stepping up. 0-for-1 in the game. Sacrifice bunt in the 3rd. Ground to short in the 5th. First pitch of the at-bat. It's high. Ball 1. Newton, a right-handed hitter. Came in 294. Takes a cold strike, outer part of the plate, count 1-1. 1-1. Grounded to short. Brady and fields it on the second hop. Throws to first. And that's going to do it. Fordham defeat Iona 8-4 here in their home opener. The Rams improve to 13-13. And Iona falls to 2-13 on the season. A good win for Fordham here in a game that had a lot of rain. It's still raining outside. But the Rams come away with a victory.
One-on-one posting
show is coming up next.
Make
sure to stay tuned.
The Iona Gales 4, the winning pitcher for your Rams.
There we go.
Number eight,
welcome to the one-on-one post-game report. Sean Hader on the controls. You're Casey next to me. I'm Chris Venezia. Fordham with an 8-4 victory. A lot of home runs in this one. A couple for Fordham as well. We'll get to it. And of course, we get to it. I should say, Michelle Dobbin picks up the win. She's now 3-5 on the season. Christine Costello being the loss for Iona. She's now 0-2 on the campaign. And now, Drew, I'll let you give your player of the game for Iona.
Well, for Iona, they battled hard. Christine Costello ends up getting the loss. She gives up three runs. Excuse me. I believe the loss might actually go to Courage here. It's Costello gives up three runs. And but the reason she's my player of the game, Costello, the two-run homer, two RBIs back in the fifth inning and a long home run for her. So Christine Costello, while she maybe doesn't have the most successful day on the hill, she keeps her team within reach of the Fordham Rams, but the partner Courage, who comes in after her, can't really keep the Gales as close. So for her offense and for her pitching effort, Christine Costello with the two-run homer for Iona.
And for the Fordham side, you got a player of the game there?
For the Fordham side, you can go with a couple of options, but I'm going to go with Lindsay Mayer on that one again. A two-run homer for her that came back in the third inning. She also singled back in the sixth, so a two-for-four day for her and a long home run for her as well. Mayer, the transfer coming over from the University of Virginia. This is her first game played at the Hoshi Field. I was very impressed having seen her now for the first time. I think she can do very big things for this Rams squad down the stretch as they're now 500 at 13-13.
All right, for me, my own a player of the game, Kristen Turner, the first baseman, went 1-for-2 with a two-run home run in the sixth and made it a close one, that home run in the sixth, a big one for this Iona squad with two outs and Iona down a chunk of runs. She cut the lead to two, the Fordham lead to two, that is, before Fordham got two insurance runs in the bottom of the sixth. And then on the Fordham side, I'll say Michelle Dobbin, my player of the game, had a double and also had a solid outing in this one, going five innings and giving up just two runs on a two-run home run by Costello, as you mentioned. All right, well, that's going to do it for us at Bahoshi Field. 4-8, Iona 4. Thanks for listening. The executive producer of all of this, of WFUV Sports, is Bob Ahrens. This is a production of WFUV Sports.